push back, honey, when I noticed you. Riding downtown in a hurry, honey, down South Avenue, you look so pretty.
I've been asked to head up a project, which is redistributing old bicycles, so people donate bikes to us, we get them ready to be ridden. We're working with young people in the community, so we're based out the back of the Wendouree West Youth Centre in the shed they've got there, and we'll be hopefully working with the young people to build the bikes, and we're going to be giving them away to those who are in need of transport or perhaps those who can't afford to buy a bike themselves.
So who in Ballarat might get those bikes?
Our target sort of people we're looking at are helping young people, sort of those with apprenticeships or things who might not have transport of themselves or are too young to drive, refugees and international university students who come here who might not have transport otherwise are our main people we're going to focus on.
Have you spoken to people in the community that have expressed a need for a bike and a mode of transport?
There's heaps of people out there who need bikes. Like I said before, refugees that come here, Ballarat's got a really large refugee population, which is fantastic, but often, you know, they have nothing when they come here. So people like that, and, you know, uni students do it pretty tough. I'm one myself, and, you know, sometimes you can't afford a car or to even catch the bus or to feed yourself. And just young people in general, getting them out and getting them fit and active and giving them something to do. So the more bikes we get, the more people we can help.
Who will you be approaching first to try and source some bikes?
Ideally everyone. So there's a few people around. So the transfer station, I'd like to approach them because I know bikes go there, and Victoria Police as well. A lot of bikes get stolen, and usually people don't realise because they've been stolen from their sheds. They go to Vic Police, and Vic Police have nowhere to put them. They can't store them. And after a certain period of time, they can't really do anything. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get our bikes from them and use the bikes that, I guess, people have forgotten about or have been stolen and trashed and can't be used anymore. But anyone in the Ballarat community, really, everyone's got the potential to help. And I know from visiting lots of garage sales and things like that, there's heaps of bikes out there that people don't ride for whatever reason. And I think it's better to give them to us than let them go rusty in the shed.
And if people have bikes that are sitting around and they want to get them to you, when can they bring them around?
The Wendouree West Youth Centre is open weekdays, and it's open from 4 to 6. They can bring them into the youth centre, and they can go into the shed out the back. I'll be running the workshop Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 6 as well. So, yeah, anyone who's got an old bike they don't ride, or perhaps one that's, you know, a little bit rusty in the backyard, they can bring it on down and we'll fix it up and give to someone who needs it. It's a 2-year funded project. After that, I'd like to apply for refunding and start doing more community group things, either starting a co-op bike store or building it into a social enterprise. So ideally, in a few years' time, start selling the bikes and run a little bike shop where people can come and learn skills, and, you know, we can do things like we'll give them a bike if they help us build it. So we're training people in skills that they might not already have. And I'm sure we can probably come to some arrangement over the next 2 years where if people want to help us out, we can probably help them out. So the possibility is endless, really.